Friends in the News. Andrew W., age 8, Nevada, loves to pray to Heavenly Father and enjoys attending church. He likes to spend time with his family, ride his bike, and play with his dog. Brianna S., age 4, New York, enjoys gymnastics, dancing, dressing up, and playing with her dolls. She looks forward to helping with family home evening each week. Dallin D., age 10, North Carolina, is nice to everyone in his family. He plays the piano well and likes to go to scouts. Veronica P., age 5, Arizona, likes to say her prayers and help people when they are sick. She enjoys reading and is learning Portuguese. She is a great older sister to Vanessa. Chris H., age 11, Michigan, has 5 sisters and 2 brothers. He has a goal to read the Book of Mormon twice before he is ordained a deacon. He likes basketball, baseball, and tennis. Eva B., age 7, Alberta, Canada, is kind and loving. She likes to teach the lesson in family home evening to her 6 brothers and 6 sisters. She enjoys school and is learning to read. Stephen C., age 5, Texas, likes to sing and recite memorized scriptures. He has fun swinging in the hammock with his mom, dad's sister, Cassandra, and dog, Bumper. Brooklyn L., age 4, Colorado, loves to play with her baby sister and wants to be married in the temple someday and be a mom. She likes to read about children from all over the world and a friend. Carden E., age 7, Connecticut, plays soccer and baseball. He enjoys participating in Tiger Cub Scouts. His favorite primary song is Book of Mormon Stories. Hannah T., age 8, Wyoming, often shares her testimony in church and is a great example to those around her. She likes soccer, horseback riding, reading, and playing the piano. Nathan M., E., age 10, California, lives with his mom and grandparents. His grandparents are deaf, and he serves them by being their interpreter. He enjoys playing soccer, riding his bike, singing songs, and playing his trombone. Crystal P., age 8, Victoria, Australia, likes to sing in primary, and her favorite song is Love is Spoken Here. In school, she enjoys math and sports, especially running and jumping hurdles. Joshua T., age 6, Oregon, enjoys getting the friend in the mail each month. He recently gave a talk in primary using an idea from the friend. He likes to ride his bike and play soccer. Austin and Marissa M., age 7 and 9, Pennsylvania, followed President Hinckley's challenge to read the Book of Mormon. Austin likes maps, board games, and all sports, especially baseball. Marissa enjoys singing, ice skating, horseback riding, and friends. They are both kind helpers to their little brother Gavin and baby sister Sadie. Lydia M., age 6, Utah, is a wonderful big sister to her brother, Jonathan, age 4. When they are playing, she makes sure he stays in safe places. If she asks for a treat, she makes sure she gets one for Jonathan, too. West Warren Ward. For an activity day, the children of the West Warren Ward, Ogden, Utah, Weber North Stake, had a birthday party for the Prophet Joseph Smith. Everyone decided they would all try to follow Joseph Smith's example. Manchester Ward. In preparing for the celebration of the Prophet Joseph Smith's 200th birthday, the primary children of the Manchester Ward, Bremerton, Washington Stake spent 2 months learning about the Prophet. Each time they learned a fact, they wrote it on a paper candle and put it on a paper cake. On the activity day celebration, the children rotated to several stations, learning more about the Prophet Joseph Smith. The children really enjoyed hearing stories from Joseph's childhood, told by Sister Bursell, who was dressed as Lucy Mack Smith. Everyone thought the birthday cake with edible pretzel candles was delicious. Stansbury Park, Utah Stake. The Stansbury Park, Utah Stake was pleased to hear from their primary children's choir. They sang Joseph Smith's first prayer. An angel came to Joseph Smith and the golden plates. Their voices rang with beauty as they testified of the truthfulness of the restoration of the gospel and of their love for the Prophet Joseph Smith. End of the section, Friends in the News.